Our strong cash cattle markets continue to lead the way. I'm Keith Weinberg with your Farm News Update. That has been the case now for quite some time. The strong cash cattle market has been leading the way, bringing our future prices along with it. John Heimberg is with Total Farm Marketing, based out of West Bend, Wisconsin.
Again, we're tied right to that cash market as well as that retail market. Choice carcasses in the last 2 days are up over $6.30 at new all-time highs, with the exception of the COVID, breakout in terms of price. So that's that fuel that can keep this cash market going. So we'll see where we go. We got a little bit of early southern trade at 235. Heard some bids moved up another dollar down there. Here in 244 bids in the north. Haven't seen any real finalized trade yet there. So with that, these futures have such a discount to cash that it feels like we got another window here where this market can make a move.
The continued strength on the cash cattle market has also been helping out the hog markets.
Big day in hog carcasses today, jumping to 11 higher, trading just under $113. That's really been helping out that front-end hog market recently. Heck of a run in that July contract. Those are starting to poke up to that 110 level.
Yeah, and you talked there about the carcasses over on the cash side. I see that's up a little bit here this morning as well. Some early bids there, 107 to 109.
Yeah, we continue to see some good strength, and apparently we must be hitting some good summer grilling demand, and the U.S. consumer wants to buy both beef and pork here, and we're really seeing that run in these retail values. Again, some of that's just reflective of the supply that's out there, even though we brought a lot of imported beef in, which goes into our trim, but those good cuts still seem to be demanded by the American consumer.
And then on the other side, the grain markets are looking for some kind of direction.
Yeah, we've had a lot of choppiness in the grain markets. Just really can't get anywhere, get any traction.
The grain markets, however, have continued to watch weather conditions, especially in the eastern Corn Belt. With your Farm News Update, I'm Keith Weinberg.